Health Podcast. This Thursday, we are doing something a little bit different. I am not doing a life update episode for you today. Being quite honest, there's nothing really to update you on. I mean, there's stuff to update you on, but we'll just save it for next week. This week, there is something on my heart that I just need to record a podcast episode around. And I shared on Instagram today that I was going to be recording this episode, and the feedback that I got for the excitement for this episode makes me just so happy. So I have decided to replace this week's life update with an episode around how to communicate and ask for permission / support / understanding from your spouse or person who you share finances with when it comes to you wanting to make financial investments in yourself and your growth and coaching and personal development, whatever that looks like for you. This has been a really prominent conversation in my world right now as 2021 is coming to an end, and many of my long-term clients are desiring to spend all of 2022 with me in coaching, and they are navigating conversations with family members, husbands, spouses who they share resources with, finances with, and it is no surprise to me that these conversations are hard and they're heavy and they're loaded. And I understand because I too navigate these conversations behind the scenes in my own life when it comes to my coaching, right? If you haven't been paying attention, I do work with a business coach and have invested thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in coaching for myself. I wholeheartedly believe in coaching. I believe in personal development. I believe in paying people to receive their expertise. I believe in surrounding myself with people who are steps ahead of me in life and business so that I can learn from them, so that I can have conversations with them, so I can be in their energy, so I can hear their expertise, so I can be taught by them and led by them and supported by them. Because the truth about life and business is that none of it is easy, and a support system for me is critical and crucial, and it's something that I never plan to let go of. And just 2 months ago, I made a decision to invest $48,000 paid in full to my coach for mentorship for the entire year of 2022. And the way that I got to approach that conversation with my husband, I have learned a lot over the last 18 to 24 months of making financial investments within myself and my business. So I have a really good handle on how to appropriately finesse that conversation so that I can express myself clearly and so that we can really communicate in a powerful way. Because the thing is about emotionally charged conversations, especially around finances, right? If you're conversating with a spouse around finances, this is one of the most difficult things to talk about. And truly, finances are one of the things that caused the most issues in relationships. And I've learned a lot over the last couple of years in navigating these conversations. And I want to share with you what's been really beneficial for me. But I first want to share, this is a really personal and really vulnerable podcast episode, and I may get emotional because there are things that I'm going to share with you that I have not shared with a lot of people and things that I am not very proud of. So I want to share a little bit about what my journey in investing in myself has looked like so that you can too understand that I am also a human being who goes through fear around making financial investments, finds it hard to spend money on herself, tells myself, I don't need this. All of these things that you may be feeling and considering investments for yourself, whether now or in 2022, I feel all of the same things and I am no different than you. And I think it's really easy for people to look at the fact that I am making $700,000-$800,000 a year in my business and think, oh, well, it must be much easier for you to spend that money on yourself because you have those resources available to you. And in my mind now, yes, it has gotten to a place where it's easier. Doesn't mean it's easy. It's easier to make those financial investments. But in speaking to someone who doesn't quite understand what it is that I am doing and where I'm spending that money and who I'm sending that money to and what I'm getting in return for it, my husband's logical mind says, well, what the F do you mean you're sending somebody $50,000? Do you know what we could do with that? Do you know what that money would turn into if it was sitting in investments in a stock somewhere? Like expressing to him why this is important to me and getting him to understand why this is something that I need has been something that is so, so important in my life. And if I can be of any support in helping you navigate these conversations in your own household with the people who you love, I want to be able to do that. So for those of you who don't know my journey very well around my business and making investments, I made my first investment in my business back in May of 2020. And I had reached out to my coach months prior to that with an intention of joining one of her group coaching programs around building and growing my online business, which at that point I was making probably like $7,000, $10,000, $11,000 a month. I had done that and created that by myself, which is absolutely fucking incredible. And I'm so proud of that. But I was at a place where I wanted to learn from somebody who was making more money than me. So at that point, my coach was making like $70,000, $80,000 a month. And I was like, holy crap, like this is possible for me. I want to do that, right? So I had reached out to her in January of 2020 and I said, I want to do this. I ended up not following through. I was scared. I talked myself out of it. I figured I don't need this. I can figure it out by myself. I don't really need support. I didn't quite understand how powerful investing in a coach would be at that point in time. So I said, no, I ended up not doing it. I actually didn't say anything. I just kind of ghosted her, which many women in my world have done to me. And I don't take it personally because I too was one of those people who did that at one point in time. And we have to trust the timing of our own journeys. And as a coach or somebody who sells in the online space, we have to trust the timing of other people's journeys as well. But I ended up making my first investment with her later that year. That investment was $3,333 and it was for two group coaching programs. And when I tell you that I was terrified around it, I was scared. I didn't know if I was going to be consistent. I didn't know if I was going to follow through. I didn't know if I was going to be dedicated. There was a lot of self-doubt there. And when I went to my husband, all I really said to him is, hey, I found this coach and I want to join these programs and can I do it? And there was a lot of resistance there. And I've learned a lot about how to navigate these conversations. And that's what I'm going to share with you today. But he didn't want me to do it. He said, I don't understand why you need this. I don't understand why this is important to you. You're doing fine. Like what you're doing is incredible. Mind you, I was still working a full-time job, making nearly six figures at my corporate job. So in his mind, the $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, $11,000 per month that I was making in my coaching business, he was like, Jess, you're crushing it. Like, why would you need help from somebody? And I wasn't prepared to navigate that conversation. So immediately I became defensive because I thought he's shutting me down. He's telling me I can't have this. I'm not going to get it. Blah, 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 right? All the stories that we create in our minds. So eventually we did end up agreeing that I could make this financial investment in myself. So I go through the two group coaching programs and then I decide I want to join her mastermind. So I go to my husband and I say, I really want to join this mastermind. It's $5,555. Is it okay if I do this? Again, met with a whole lot of resistance and like, I don't really understand why you need this. I don't get it. Okay, finally, we decided that I could make the investment in my business and within myself so that I could be supported. Now, this is the part that I'm not very proud of. So I go through one cycle of mastermind with my coach, and I knew that I wanted to be a part of the next one, but quite honestly, I didn't want to go through having this conversation with my husband again. I did not want to go through feeling misunderstood, unsupported, like he just doesn't get it. I'm tired of trying to explain myself. I'm not properly explaining myself because I'm not getting anywhere with this. So I made the decision, and this is not a decision that I'm proud of, and this is not at all something that I suggest that you do in your life. I'm sharing it because I want you to see that I'm a human being who goes through all of this shit too and struggles with hard things in my life, in my business, in my marriage, in my finances, all of it. I decided to, without telling my husband, make another $5,000 investment for another mastermind quarter with my coach. And he didn't know about the investment because the money came from my business. It came from the PayPal account where my business money had been accruing and the money was there for me. So I paid in full for it without telling my husband. And I deeply regret this. This is something that I am not proud of. This is not the woman that I wanted to be in my marriage. I was just really frustrated at that point, and it was really hard for me to figure out how to effectively communicate what it was that I wanted without feeling unsupported. And I was really truly upset around the fact that I didn't feel supported in what was so important to me, and I didn't know how to get him to understand why this mattered to me. And I have since then figured out how to really effectively communicate this, which again is why I'm recording this podcast episode and sharing my experience with you, because it's really hard sometimes to feel unsupported, and it's really hard to be told, no, you can't have something that you know is really important to you, especially when you want something so bad and you know that the person who you're having the conversation with, they just don't quite get it. My husband is not invested in personal development. He has no desire to set goals or achieve them. He is not a quote unquote go-getter, and this is not a diss towards him. I love my husband for exactly who he is. We are two very different people, and he just quite honestly does not understand what it is that I do in my own business, let alone why I would hire somebody else to help me with this stuff in my own business. So I was frustrated and I didn't like that I wasn't feeling supported. And that's not something that I'm proud of. And I did eventually tell my husband about the investment, and he was quite upset with me, as he had the right to be, not because I spent the money, but because I didn't feel comfortable coming to him. And it has helped our marriage grow a lot, and our communication has improved so much since then that now, you know, a couple months ago, I went to him early in the morning after I had gotten out of the shower and he was still laying in bed. And I said, "Hey, babe, I need to talk to you about something." He said, "What are you spending money on now?" Ha ha ha. Like, funny. And I said, "You know, the end of the year is coming and I want to invest in mentorship with my coach for the year of 2022. This is why it matters to me. This is why it's important to me. And I'm going to walk you through all these things that I shared with him." And I said, "I want to make this investment. It's $48,000. I want to pay it in full. I'm not looking for your permission. I'm looking for your support. We have the resources. We have the money. I have looked this over. I need you to trust me and know that I would never do anything to put our family in, you know, danger or in a financial bind where this is a situation that we have made a mistake around." And he said, "Okay, if it's important to you, go for it." He has learned to trust me because I have followed through in what I said I was going to do time after time after time after time over the last 18 months as I have been building my business. And this is something that's really, really important. And we're going to talk about this as I walk you through some of the things that I think are really important as you're approaching a conversation with somebody that you love or share finances or resources with, as a way to get them to be on your team, right? It's the two of you working together around this and coming to a mutually agreeable conclusion so that you can do things without feeling guilt or without feeling shame and without being afraid to have these conversations. I know that they're hard and I know that they're uncomfortable, but I also know that what is on your heart, the thing that you desire to have, the coach that you want to hire, the program that you want to be a part of, the mastermind that you want to join, whatever it is, you feel that way for a reason, and you deserve, whether you believe it or not right now, you deserve to have that. And you deserve to have access to the support and the coaching and the growth and the transformation, the success that you crave. And a lot of times we feel really selfish in making these investments for ourselves, but at the end of the day, you know yourself best. And if it's something that you can't stop thinking about, you deserve to have it, because then at least at a minimum, even if you regret it down the line, you can know that you made a decision for yourself. You trusted yourself around it and you tried something. And if it didn't work out, that is equally as valuable as if it did work out. Because at the end of the day, what are you going to do? Spend your life continuing to think about the thing that you never tried or never got to do? Right? So I hope that what I'm going to share with you is going to be powerful for you and helpful for you in navigating a conversation with somebody who you love and share finances and resources with as an opportunity to open up communication. This isn't you talking to or demanding from somebody that they listen to you and agree to what it is that you want. I want you to be, especially with a person who you are sharing finances with and sharing resources with, be open to hearing what they have to say, be open to hearing their criticisms, be prepared to rebut their criticisms, be willing to have an open conversation and hear them out. A lot of times we tend to think I'm the one who's right in this conversation because this is how I feel. But I think the most effective way to go through this is to have a conversation together and realize at the end of the day, you're on the same team. And we want to make this work for both of us. And we both deserve to be heard, held, supported, and understood. So this is going to be my advice to you in navigating these conversations where you are seeking support, permission, or approval to make a financial investment in yourself. The first thing that I would suggest is to vet your coach, right? So take a look at who is your coach, what are they doing, have a firm understanding of them. If you don't already, this is something that is really, really important so that you can express to the person who you're asking for permission from or approval from or support around, what is the program that you want to join? What is the coaching thing that you want to do? What does the sales page look like? What is included in it? Are there testimonials? What have other people achieved in this? Know what it is that you're getting yourself into, because it's very likely that, especially I can only share from my own experience, but in navigating a conversation with a man who is very logical, he wants to understand the logistics of it. He wants to know the facts, period. We as women tend to operate more from an emotional place, and it's like, I want this. I know it's going to be good for me. What are the facts? Who is the coach? What is the program? How long is it? Does she have a sales page? Does he have a sales page? Are there testimonials? Be able to, if asked for, to present who the coach is, what the program is to your spouse, loved one, person who you're sharing finances and resources with. This is going to be really powerful, not only for them to see what it is, but for them to see that you have done the work in understanding what it is that you're getting yourself into. In order for this to work, our spouse or person who we're spending finances with, they need to trust us. And the best way to show them that they can trust us is to show them that we have done the research. So understand who the coach is, what the program is, know the details, get the sales page if you can. All of those things, you may not even need to present them, but going to be really powerful for you to be able to express what it is that you're getting yourself into. So the person who you're asking for support from understands that you yourself know what you're getting into. Okay. The second thing is know what the price of the program is and know what the payment plan options are. This is really important. I think that the more we go into the conversation knowing, the better we are in being able to effectively communicate what this is going to look like for our household, for the future, for us being inside of this program. The third piece of this is, if you can, and I believe that we all should have access to this information, take a look at your household budget and make sure that it's something that you actually can make work in the budget so that you're not putting your family in harm's way. Do you know that this is an investment that you are comfortable making and your family is not in any way, shape, or form going to suffer from you making this investment? If you can clearly express that and you can say, hey, babe, like, this is the investment that I want to make. This is the coach that I want to hire. This is how much it's going to cost in full or per month. And I've taken a look at our budget. I've looked at the numbers. We have this much expendable income. This is something that's really important to me. And this is why I'd like to make this investment, right? I think that going into it with these things thought through, a lot of times we're in the place of emotion where we're like, I want this program. So we go to our spouse and we say, I want this. And they're like, you want what? Well, how much is it? Why do you want it? All of these logical, logistical questions, and we're not prepared to answer them. And I was guilty of that. I would just go to my husband and say, hey, I want to do this, with no real clear understanding of why I even wanted it. I didn't know any of the details. And it was hard for me to effectively communicate him from a really confident place. Your confidence in yourself, your trust in yourself, and your trust in this coach or program is going to be crucial in the person who you're communicating with really supporting you in doing this. If you're doubtful of it, it's likely they're going to be doubtful of it. If you're doubting yourself and the coach, it's very likely that they're going to be doubting you and the coach as well. The fourth tip that I would give you around this is, get really clear on why this investment in particular matters to you. Why do you want this? Why do you feel you need this? Why is it important to you? How do you feel like you are being held back in your life right now without this? What information is this going to give to you that you don't already have? How is it going to help you? How is it going to move you forward? These are all really important things, because at the end of the day, the person who we're living with or sharing money with, they want to understand that this is actually something that is going to benefit your life. And to take this a step further, show them before, like, if there's any way that you can do this, show them before you go to them and ask for the investment that you're already actively working on this part of your life, right? So if you are desiring to hire a weight loss coach or someone to help you with emotional eating, and you've been in a really terrible place and you haven't been even consistent or dedicated to trying to create this change on your own, the person who you're asking for support or permission from is likely going to say to you, like, why would you do this? Or why would this work when you haven't even been trying or showing up for yourself? So if you can actively show the person who you're sharing a household with that you are working on this part of your life already, and this investment is just going to take it to the next level, and here's how. Be prepared to effectively communicate these things from a place of just real pure desire and want for what it is that you're asking them for support around investing in. Be clear on how this is going to help you. Be clear on how this is going to get you to move forward in your life. Be clear on the struggles that this is going to help you overcome, the problems that this is going to help you solve, what this is going to teach you, how it's going to move you forward. All of this is so important so that the logical person who you're having a conversation with, who only sees the money coming out of the bank account, right? Because remember, they're not getting the return on investment here, especially if it's something around mindset or emotional eating or any other area of just personal development not related to business. They're not going to see any return on investment other than the improvement in you, which is huge. I believe it's huge, but oftentimes logical people will only see money going out and they're not going to see what's coming back. So tell them what is going to change because of this investment. The next thing that I would tell you that can be really powerful in having this conversation is, if you have worked with the coach that you want to hire before, write down and get really clear on the examples of how this coach has helped you already. So if you're looking to rehire a coach or reinvest in a coach for an entire year, how has that person already changed your life? What in your life has already changed because of the work that you have done with him or her? Taking these clear and tangible results that you see, that your spouse or partner or whoever you're sharing finances with can see, when they see that, they're like, oh, that's because of the work you've done with so-and-so. Oh, wow. I didn't realize that that was a direct result of you being inside of that program, or that was a direct result of you working with her one-on-one or whatever. When you can take to them and say, this is how I've changed and grown and improved when I was in this person's world before, and this is what I know is going to happen when I stay in their world, they're going to be far more understanding and saying, oh, okay, it's already working. Like, you've already improved so much. You're already doing so much. Of course, I can get behind supporting you and making another investment in this person. Okay. The next thing that I would say to you is be really clear in expressing the fact that you want this for the both of you. Like I was saying a couple of minutes ago, the return on investment is primarily going to be seen by you, because you are the one who is going to be growing and improving, whether in your life, in your finances, in your business, whatever. It's going to be you. But at the end of the day, you are a direct extension of this person who you're sharing finances with. You're probably living in a household together. You're probably in a relationship together. You are a team. The better you are for you, the better you're going to be for every single person in your life, whether it is a spouse, a family member, no matter who it is, you are going to be a better version of you. And that is going to directly impact everybody in the household. So if it's in your business and you're saying, this is how it's going to help me bring in money for the family, or if it's relationship coaching, this is how it's going to help me be a better person so I can be a better wife for you, or if it's around your weight loss, this is how it's going to help me feel better in my life so I can be a better partner for you, and this is how it's going to improve our sex life and our intimacy and my confidence and your confidence and our confidence as a couple, like, be really clear in communicating. This isn't just about you. You want to be a better person for you first, but you also want to be better in this area of your life for your family as a whole, okay? And the final thing that I would say to you around having this conversation is to seek support, but don't necessarily seek understanding. You will probably be, very much like I was, very disappointed if you go into this conversation seeking the person to say, I completely understand that this is why you need what you need, and I 100% think that you should do this because I know that this is how you're feeling. You're very likely, unless you have a very in-touch spouse or partner or whatever, like, they're probably not going to understand why you want this, or why you need this, or why you desire this, or why you feel you have to have it. Oftentimes, especially, like I can say only from my own experience in dealing with a very logical man, he only sees money going out the door. He doesn't see how this is important to me, how I know that this is something that I need to have for my life and for my business. He doesn't understand it because he's not a part of it. And something that I had to realize a really long time ago, and you've probably heard me speak on this before, is that I don't seek understanding anymore. I just seek support. He cannot get it. To be quite frank with you, Chris does not even understand what it is that I do. He gets that I'm making a lot of money. He sees me on coaching calls. He hears me in Voxer coaching my clients. He knows that I'm up late in my office recording podcasts for you guys. He knows the work that I'm doing, but he doesn't get what I do. There is no deeper understanding of the work that I am doing as a coach, and that's okay. But the thing is, if he can't even understand it when I am actively doing it in front of him, how could I expect him to understand my desire to invest money in somebody who is helping me do something similar? The bottom line is, he's just not going to get it. And that's okay. I don't expect him to get it. But if I can approach a conversation with him where I have all of these things clearly laid out, right? I know the coach. I can express what the program is. I can share how this work has helped other people. I know the price. I know it's going to fit into our budget. I can effectively communicate with him why this is important to me. I can express, you know, I've worked with her before and look at how I've grown in these ways. And at the end of the day, the investments that I make are for both of us because we are a team. Can you support me in this? I don't need you to understand me, but I need you to trust me that this is something that is important to me, and I know myself better than you know me. And that can hurt to hear as a spouse, right? It can hurt to say, I know what I need better than you know what I need, babe. I know that this is most important to me. I know that without this, I am in some way, shape, or form going to suffer. And I don't want to go through this alone. And this is why I want and desire this support. And I would really love if you would support me in this. I know that you don't get it. I know that you don't understand it. I get the fact that you have no idea what it feels like to build a business, or you have no idea what it feels like to be an emotional eater. You have no idea what it feels like to lack self-discipline and commitment in your life. I know that you don't get it. But I want you to know that I get it because I'm living it every single day. And I want and desire this support. And I want you to support me in asking for the help that I need. Period. They might not get it. They may never get it. My husband still doesn't get it, and I've invested over six figures in my own coaching. He still doesn't get it. but I don't expect him to. I ask that he supports me. And in the beginning, it was far more difficult than it is now, but I've learned to effectively communicate. And most importantly, I've proven to him that what I am doing is helping me, not just in the money that I'm making inside of my business, but in the human being that I am and the emotional intelligence and the ability to communicate and the wife that I get to be to him, like the way that I feel in my own life. Don't you want me to feel good? Don't you want me to have my dreams come true? Don't you want me to be the happiest wife I can be for you? If that answer is yes, then support me in this. And I hope that if you're planning to navigate one of these conversations, many of you have reached out to me and said, I can't wait to listen to this episode because I need this, because I want to invest in you, Jessica, in 2022, and I'm scared to talk to my spouse about it. I want you to know that I see you and I hear you and I feel you, and you are not alone in being scared of having these conversations. But at the end of the day, we cannot be given what we're not willing to ask for, right? If we're not willing to ask for it, the answer is always going to be no. And even if you do ask for it, the answer may be no. But I want you to know that that's okay. No is not a final answer. It's just a no for now. If it's important to you, do not allow hearing no one time stop you from showing and expressing how important this is to you. That doesn't mean you have to be a nag. It doesn't mean you have to be a bitch. It doesn't mean you have to be angry at your spouse all the time. But if it's something that you want, you get to continue to remind the person who you're asking for support from, this is important to me and I'm not letting this go because it really matters to me. This is how I want to change my life with this investment. Okay. I love you guys so much. And I know that this is hard and I know that it's uncomfortable, but I also know that you are worthy and deserving of investing in. You're worthy and deserving of spending your money on. I didn't feel that way about myself in day one. It was like, well, I don't really need this, but guess what? I get to have what I want, whether I need it or not. Now, right now, I probably don't need a coach. I didn't need to spend $48,000 to hire my mentor for the year. But I did it because I wanted to, and I did it because it's important to me, and I did it because I want to have access to somebody who can help me if I need it. And that for me is worth it. I would have paid double the price, okay? I love you guys so much. If this was helpful for you, please reach out to me and let me know. I hope that you are having a fantastic week, and I will talk to you on Monday's episode.